Town meetings were in the memorial building upstairs. You knew that, I guess. Mm-hmm. And the ladies of the church used to put on a dinner, and everybody went. And nobody wanted to go home early. They loved town meeting. The same people at town meeting, not everybody went. I never went. I had to be in the store, but that was before I was a justice. But you'd see them going down on the way to the church and coming back. They wanted to continue that meeting. They loved it so.
Wow.
The same people that went sat in the same chairs every year. And and they were the ones who spoke. Freddie Killingbeck. You ever met Freddie Killingbeck?
Mm-hmm.
No. Carol Pike. He owned Pike's Farm. He was a 38-year school director. He always spoke. A lesbian lady doctor, Dr. Lichten-Taylor, always spoke about the library. That was her thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the fire chief always spoke. And a man named John Flint was on the budget committee, and he always spoke. A man named Ed Stefaniak, who was the principal over here, he always spoke, not necessarily on town affairs, and his son, David, he usually spoke. And these were the opinion makers. They swayed the audience. You had, one of them would express what you felt. It was so predictable.
People that owned Edson Hill.
Hmm?
The people that owned Edson Hill.
Oh, Denning Miller and Larry Heath. That's right. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
They usually
they
spoke.
They were active in town affairs.
They had a newcomer's opinion. Mm-hmm. They were flatlanders. They'd come from Pennsylvania or someplace like that. But they spoke the opinion of the Stowe Area Association and of the lodge owners. Yeah, Helen Becker's off. She was a very good speaker. Helen is a very capable sort.
Yeah.
If you
very articulate, yes.
You recognize that.
I picked up on that for sure. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.